Facebook could be the next Silicon Valley giant to face an antitrust lawsuit after that landmark report from the House Judiciary Committee earlier this month that likened the tech companies to oil barons and railroad tycoons. State attorneys generals and the Federal Trade Commission have now reportedly met to discuss possible legal action against Facebook as soon as November. For more, we're joined by Casey Newton. He's the editor of the new newsletter Platformer. And Casey, how likely is a case against Facebook, and what would the legal basis for it be?
Well, we know that they have been investigating Facebook for over a year now. The FTC began looking into Facebook's history of acquisitions last June. They've been really interested in what has happened in the social media world since Facebook acquired Instagram and WhatsApp. And there is a lot of thinking that those acquisitions have made it extremely hard for new entrants to come into the market. So it seems like if an antitrust case is filed next month, that those acquisitions are going to be at the heart of it.
Well, we were just talking about the Department of Justice filing a civil antitrust suit against Google last week, accusing it of anti-competitive and exclusionary practices and labeling it the monopoly gatekeeper of the internet. Would this potential action against Facebook be similar?
You know, of course, we'll have to see, you know, what winds up being filed against Facebook. But if it's what we think, it should actually be rather different than what we saw the government do in the Google case. The Google case is about how Google will strike these search deals so that if you have an iPhone, your default searches will all be through Google. Google makes a lot of deals like that. Facebook doesn't do anything like that, right? But, I think what you're seeing more broadly is the government is finally reckoning with the enormous power that tech giants like Google and Facebook have, and they're trying to understand the various ways that that power is anti-competitive. So I think that's kind of the through line.
I see. Okay. Has Facebook responded at all to these latest hints of an antitrust case?
Facebook has responded by talking about how competitive their market is. Every time I talk to somebody from Facebook these days, it's, well, you know, Casey, we're up against TikTok, and you know, everywhere we turn, there's another challenger looming on the horizon. So Facebook is making a very loud case that it is threatened on all sides, and that the government's case, should it emerge, does not hold water.
We're, of course, 1 week from Election Day. Do you think the outcome of the presidential election could actually have a big impact on the trajectory of these ongoing antitrust investigations?
You know, I've heard mixed things on that front. Some people will say absolutely not. There are a lot of career civil servants working at the FTC and the Justice Department, and they'll be prepared to carry this case through no matter who is the president. It's also true that both Joe Biden and Donald Trump have been really critical of these companies, and both have called for reforms, although, you know, pretty different ones. I do imagine on some level that the kinds of regulations that would get passed in the next 4 years, if any, would be very different depending on who the president is. But I think that regardless of who wins, we will see a lot of scrutiny on these tech giants.
That's Casey Newton, editor of the newsletter Platformer. Casey, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.